Well, we're back in ordinary time. An ordinary time spans two-thirds of the liturgical year. And I think this is significant because through the gospel readings, we learn more about our special calling, and that being Christian. It's during this time that Jesus teaches us what it means to be his followers. We get a chance to know him more deeply and try to pattern our lives to his. And needless to say, that takes a lifetime. In the gospel so far, we hear of the baptism of Jesus. We find out that Jesus is the Son of God and the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Jesus begins to gather his disciples, and then he tells them and us that we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And today, Jesus deals with you and me and the world. He talks about the commandments that was the only law that the people knew. And I think we need to take a closer look at those commandments. In the Old Testament, the chosen people were a pretty disgruntled mob. They spent time in slavery, 40 years wandering around in the desert, and they were not treating each other as God's chosen people should. They needed some guidelines. They needed a path to follow. So Yahweh, through Moses, gave them the commandments. The commandments, ethical and moral codes, rules and regulations, they somehow get a bad rap. Some see them as stifling, some see them as punitive, but they're not. In today's gospel, Jesus raises the bar of human behavior. And he does this by making his listeners' lives more easier by easing the law? No, he does not ease the law to make it happier. He raises the bar for a better reason for keeping the law. He is deepening and trying to make our relationship with him and with each other more meaningful. In essence, the laws were not meant to constrict our freedom, but to keep us safe, to keep us peaceful and loving. And he does this because he loves us. He gives us the gift of free will. He lets us choose what we want to do, but sometimes we fail. And this is why he gave us the commandments as a guide, to help us form our own conscience, to make the right decisions so that we can be the followers that he wants us to be. However, it's not as easy as it sounds, and he knows it. The commands were given to us a long time ago, but I believe they are more relevant today than they were years ago. So how does all this apply to us today? Well, there's a left and a right. There's an up and a down. There is a correct way and a wrong way. And I think we agree on that. But now comes the sticky wicket. Like it or not, the more secular the world becomes, the more you and I have to deal with shades of gray. However, the shades of gray are not in our moral color chart. In today's gospel, Jesus says, "Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no." Now, we are all familiar with the Sermon on the Mount, Well, today's gospel is a continuation of that sermon. Just as the Beatitudes give us comfort when we do the right thing, the commandments gives us our marching orders of how to be true followers of Christ. Unfortunately, at times, you and I dwell in shades of gray. Let's look at those shades of gray. Thou shalt not kill. Well, of course now we're not going to kill anyone. But what about someone's reputation? Words kill. Thou shalt not bear false witness. What about those, silly white lies? Size and color doesn't matter. It's still an untruth. Thou shalt not commit adultery. If we act inappropriately with another person, if we entertain lewd thoughts, if we privately look at porno, we cause problems. And there's the big bugaboo, the off-color joke. I shouldn't be telling you this. That prelude is not a get-out-of-jail-free card. Some time ago, I ran across something that I read, and I think it puts the gospel into perspective. A person ran through a stop sign and was stopped by a police officer who said, "Didn't you see that stop sign?" And the person said, "Yes, I did, but I didn't see you." Any way you look at it, sin is a choice. We must be clear about God's expectations of us. He wants us to live our ordinary lives in an extraordinary way. The commandments are infinitely more than a series of negative prohibitions. They are a series of revelations of God's love for us. Not only did he give us free will, he gave us those guidelines to follow. I think that we should think of the commandments as God's GPS so that we're able to make life-giving choices. Lent is just around the corner, and that's a great time to examine our choices and evaluate our relationships with God and choose the path to follow Christ. On Ash Wednesday, we will have the choice to make that spot on our foreheads more meaningful. Let's choose wisely.